tremendous Thursday morning, beloved. Wow, this week is getting away from us, isn't it? Well, today we're finishing up Titus. We're reading Titus chapter 3. And Titus is told to remind the people in his care to obey governing authorities and that Christ came to save God's people. Believers are encouraged to do good deeds and avoid arguing with those who cause divisions within the community. And God's saving word for us again this week has been encouragement. And so let's begin reading in Titus chapter 3. Remind your people to submit to rulers and authorities, to obey them, and to be ready to do good in every way. Tell them not to speak evil of anyone, but to be peaceful and friendly, and always to show a gentle attitude toward everyone. For we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, and wrong. We were slaves of passions and pleasures of all kinds. We spent our lives in malice and envy. Others hated us, and we hated them. But when the kindness and love of God our Savior was revealed, He saved us. It was not because of any good deeds which we ourselves had done, but because of His own mercy that He saved us through the Holy Spirit, who gives us new birth and new life by washing us. God poured out the Holy Spirit abundantly on us through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that by His grace we might put on or be put right with God and come into possession of the eternal life we hope for. This is a true saying. I want you to give special emphasis to these matters so that those who believe in God may be concerned with giving their time to doing good deeds, which are good and useful for everyone. But avoid stupid arguments, long lists of ancestors, quarrels, and fighting about the law. They are useless and worthless. Give at least two warnings to those who cause divisions, and then have nothing more to do with them. You know that such people are corrupt, and their sin proves that they are wrong. When I send Artemas or Tychicus to you, do your best to come to me in Nicopolis, because I have decided to spend the winter there. Do your best to help Zenas, the lawyer, and Apollos to get started on their travels, and see to it that they have everything they need. Our people must learn to spend their time doing good in order to provide for real needs. They should not live useless lives. All who are with me send you greetings. Give our greetings to your friends in the faith, and God's grace be with you all. Well, today's key verse is Titus chapter 3, verses 4 and 5. When the kindness and love of God our Savior was revealed, He saved us. You know, Titus was instructed by Timothy to remind the people to obey government rules and authorities. Now, we might say, well, they didn't face the kind of corruption and all the different things that we face today, but I believe that it is true even to today that we are to submit ourselves to the authorities that God has placed in this world. And if we suffer for doing wrong, then we suffer for Christ's sake. Let's go ahead and pray. Kind and loving God, in your mercy, you have saved me and given me new birth and new life. By the power of the Holy Spirit, you have washed and cleansed me. By your grace, I am put right with you through Jesus Christ, my Savior, and have been given the hope of eternal life. Amen. Well, that brings our Thursday together to an end. Be with us tomorrow morning when we are going to be in Matthew chapter 5, where Jesus describes a vision of God's realm. Until then, you stay faithful in your prayers, stay dedicated in your commitment to Jesus, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. God bless.